The rich just keep getting richer. Now see, when you're kingdom minded, your mind don't go to the world, people in the world. He ain't talking to people in the world, he's talking to me. And I told the Lord, I said, I'm rich. I said, I'm rich, Lord. Now that don't mean I've got $1 million. You understand, if you've been in the kingdom very long and a Bible student of the Bible, and your heart is really going after the Lord and things of the Lord and putting Him first and all of that stuff, you know, well then He's speaking for you to lay hold of things that He's already done in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. And so the Lord, he said, the rich just keep getting richer. I thought, you always get me in trouble, Lord, because I get around Christians that don't know nothing about what I confess and all of that, you know, and man, and it's just like, that's that weird bunch over yonder in Bluntsville. Well, they're all over the world, but they're not the weird bunch. They're the ones that have got hold of God, and they're appreciative to God. They know who they were without God. They know where they were without Him. They know where their life was at without Him. And even at that, you know, if you've never had a bad life, you know, you still needed God. And then when God came into your life, well, see, then we begin to get in agreement with God. You know, I was thinking about, I was talking with a fellow today, he's a Christian and all that, and I said, you know, the Lord spoke to me, the Holy Spirit inspired me several years ago, you know, to believe for bigger jobs, less work, and more money. I said, I felt like He spoke that to me. And before I could get done, the person spoke up and said, well, I know a person that did that and they lost it all. And I started to go back and start preaching. We don't believe based on evidence in the natural. You know, that's the first thing that you got to get settled, that God is God. And we need Him, and we got Him, and He is our help. He is our health. He is our deliverer. He is our strength. He is our very present help in time of need. He is the one that reveals the Word and quickens it to us. And then we get in agreement with Him, and then He does what His Word says He'll do. Hallelujah. And so I went on and I said, thank you, Lord. I'm getting richer because I'm rich already, Lord. I said, Lord, it's not about the money. I was plumb broke when I believed this. I didn't have nothing, Lord. All I had was a bunch of broken dreams and a broken marriage and broken relationships with people and my mom and my mother-in-law and all of that. Praise God. And I began to get in agreement with God and confess. Hallelujah. Teresa come on, we come home one time and Doris and them wasn't right with the Lord and at that time and she's crying, getting out of the truck, you know, and she's saying, I don't got nothing in common with mom and them no more. I just, you know, it's hard for me to, you know, it had nothing to do with y'all. We were saved and Doris was one of the most negative people thinking that I ever seen in my life, you know. And at that time, she's not now. I mean, Doris is a great woman. But anyhow, I started getting in agreement with God because I heard these TV preachers that people really don't like. I ask people all the time, have you ever heard of Jensen Franklin? And they've been Christians 25, 30 years. And they're like, no, I never heard of him. And I'll be like, have you ever heard of Joyce Meyer? And yeah, I don't believe in women preachers. They ain't never heard her, you know. And I was like that, but I was at work one day, and I was fine. I quit listening to secular music. I won't listen to it today. I ain't got time for that garbage. It's garbage. I ain't got time for it. That's me. That's my personal walk, and I'm gonna be strong in the Lord. I'm gonna be nourished up in my spirit. I'm not gonna be weak. I'm not gonna feed off of the things of this world. I'm not gonna pay a whole lot of attention to the things in this world or of this world. The Bible says, love not the things or the things of the world. Hallelujah. And so started feeding on the Word of God and everything, feeding on the Word. Well, I'm going down the road and I'm hunting me some preaching now because I'm not listening to secular music no more. This has been 20-something years ago. You can ask me now who's famous now, and I don't know. I think they all died. don't know who's come up. It ain't real anymore. They do all the digital stuff and make them sound like they want to. Ain't too much good live stuff like we put out here. It's hard to find stuff like we put out here. It's all original. It's not edited or nothing. Well, I turned it on, praise God, and there was that woman, Joyce Myers. And I thought, that's a woman preacher. But she had my attention, Johnny. And about that time is when she was writing the book, The Battlefield of the Mind. She was about that time she was working on that book. It wasn't wrote yet. So I started listening to her. I started listening to her every day. I started listening to this woman preacher that most people that I knew said that she's not anointed by God. They were wrong. That woman changed my life through the anointing. God hooked me up, and I began to listen to her, and I began to get a hold of some of the things in the Bible, reading the Bible that she was ministering on about what you say. I remember that very distinctly. And so right early off, I started listening to these, quote, TV preachers that we may be on there one day. We're real close. We're worldwide. We're YouTubing. We're Facebooking. You know, we're streeting it. We're on the streets. We're over in India. We're right next to TV. So we'll be criticized for that because we'll have to believe for about $1 million a month. That ain't no big deal to God. But we have to get in agreement. We're just down here in Blountsville. We're just a little old church. You're in the wrong church. You're here in the pew, but your heart ain't figured out that we're big. We're huge. We're worldwide. We're impacting people in every county around this place. We're touching them with the gospel of the Lord. And he said, well, how do you figure that? Whatsoever you do unto one of my little ones, you do unto me, God said. Jesus said. We are his hands. We are his feet. But you know what? This church didn't get here to the point to where it's at by a bunch of doubt and unbelief and we can't do it. We don't got the money. I don't know how we're going to do it. And so I started telling God, I said, I'm rich and I'm getting richer. And I'm telling you, you ought to start saying that over your life. Instead of, I'm just broke. I can't see so far in front of me. I'll never get out of debt. Who said that? Who's saying that? You are. The devil is. He's trying to get you not to get in agreement with God. So I went on, I told that brother, I said, let me finish what I was going to say. I said, I got in agreement with God. God told me to believe for a big job. Now, if you're lazy and you just don't want to work, that won't work for you. It won't happen for you. You got to delight yourself in the Lord. And he'll give you his desires. Commit your ways to him, and he will bring it to pass. He'll do it. See, our dependency is on the Lord. It's on the Lord. We have faith in God, not in the word, not in our ability, but we go and we work with the Lord. We yield to the Lord. We get in agreement with the Lord. See, the path of the Lord is not always easy because it kills the flesh man. It kills out the flesh man and the flesh man's desires, and it replaces them desires with God's desires. Then we commit our ways to God, and then God begins to bring the kingdom down. Jesus said, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth is bound. Whatever you loose. How are you going to loose anything? Our words and our actions. Our words and actions is how we release the kingdom. We release the financial kingdom. We release the spiritual kingdom in our life. See, the more that we are submitting ourselves and getting in agreement and yielding to the Lord, the more that we let the supernatural life work in our life, then supernatural things happen in our life. I told you, man, I told the Lord, I said, I'm going to believe for this extra on this and this extra on this, and I'm coming out of debt. And I started calling myself debt-free. I said, Lord, thank you, Lord, according to your word in Romans 5, I owe no man nothing, but now I was in debt. I started saying that, and then I started saying, God, help me. Help me to make the choices, Lord, that'll lead me to this thing you've got in your Bible, to where I'm in control. I own things, not me in the bank. And then, Lord, help me come to the place to where I can pay cash. And then I had to walk that out, Johnny. I had to make up my mind and say it over and over. I don't borrow. I don't borrow. I am the lender. I'm not the borrower. I lend and not borrow. I'm the head, not the tail. Somebody called me today. Hey, man, you got $1,200 up to borrow? Don't let me put no pressure on you. I said, sure I do. When you want it? Sure, I got it. Can I do it? No. Get your own money. I'm teaching you how. You don't need what I got. You need what I know out of that Bible. You don't need money. Money's not people's problem. Money comes, and money comes, and money comes. He said, well, where do you get that scripture? The Bible says, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches. That's where I get it out of the Bible. So I confess over myself, I have abundantly above greater than I can think or ask because your power, Lord, I let work in me not just when my bills are due. See, this thing don't work just when you get in trouble. It don't. This thing has to be a built-in lifestyle, built-in way of believing, built-in way of thinking and yielding to, hallelujah. And then is when it works. Then is when, oh, you got scripture for that. James, be ye doers of the word. I didn't write that, but that's how it works. Being an embracer, a doer, and releasing our faith. See, we got to get in agreement with God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that my marriage is one of the best. Even if my marriage is, I mean, that's why I say it a lot of times, because Teresa's like, well, we got a lot to work on, you know, in our marriage. We need to work on things. We know. And out of my mouth, I'll say, whether you believe it or you don't, I got one of the best marriages on this planet. Why? Because I call those things that be not like God does. See, I'm in agreement with God. Aubrey was backing in a while ago, and she said, Papa, she said, the shy people, they don't like to talk when people's around, do they? And I said, well, I don't know. She said, I'm just shy. I said, no, you're not shy. Well, I'm calling those things. Maybe she is, but I'm not going to tell her she is. If she is, that's fear. She said, Papa, I'm afraid because you're going to school tomorrow night. I said, woohoo, yeah. You're going to meet all them new friends. You're going, I ain't no, Papa. Carly don't want, that's one of her friends from last year. Carly don't want to play with me anymore. I said, you ain't seen Carly in a long time. Maybe she's different. Call those things. I'm not going to let her expect not to have a good relationship in that school with any kid. So I got a teacher now, if you want friends, sweetheart, show yourself friendly. Ain't that what the Bible says? If you want friends, be friendly, Aubrey. Just be friendly with them. If for me to you, be friendly. She's hearing me. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Just be friendly, Aubrey. She's going to go to school. Papa, preach, be friendly. I'm going to be friendly. Hey. Like you, I don't care. I like you. You think I can't preach that into her? This gospel will not return void. It'll go out and do what God intends for it to do. It don't say 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 4, 7, 8, 50, 60, 80. It says, my word will not return void, but it'll go out and do what I send it out to do. And the preaching of the gospel, just like tonight, it's going in your ears and my ears and in my heart, and it's doing what God wants it to do if we get in agreement and yield to it. See, I'm not going to believe based on what somebody, Johnny, experiences. I'm not going to do it. Or Sandy. Or you. I love all of you. But I'm going to believe based on that Bible in spite of any of us. in spite of my doubt and unbelief at times. I told that brother today, I said, you know what? I said, we don't like to admit it. I said, but we as God's people can limit God. I said, I don't care what people says. They limited him in the wilderness, and we can limit him now. We got to be in agreement with God. All they did in the wilderness was got out of agreement with God. That's all. Because it's hot out here. We're tired of the same food every day, Lord. We're tired of things being the way they are. Well, all they would have had to do is be like Caleb and Joshua and just shut up and do what God wants you to do and keep marching forward, keep praising God, keep thanking God, giving glory for deliverance in the middle of the battle. Pray God, and you will get to the promised land. You will get to the debt-free place. You will get to the place where people can't offend you. You will get to the place to where you truly love one another. Because Jesus said, if I keep his word, it shows that I love him. He said, and if I love him, I will love the brethren. I'll lay my life down for this church. I don't say that arrogantly. I'm not a hireling. I ain't running. I'm not going nowhere. This flesh wanted me to quit a long time ago. Well, it ain't got its way yet. And it ain't going to get its way. I don't belong to myself. I belong to the Lord. I was bought with a price. And I tell the Lord, I was bought with a price, and you paid a marvelous chunk for me. Whoo, I was worth a lot. I'm worth a lot, Lord. See, I don't think of that in a negative sense. He paid a great price for that. Shows you how much we're worth. We're kings and priests unto God. Jesus, they didn't kill him. They give him. He let them have it. He laid his life down, the Bible says. The Bible says that Jesus had legions of angels waiting at his command that would have delivered him off of that cross. But he would not yield to the powers of darkness. He would not yield to doubt and unbelief. He would not yield to pain in his body. He would not yield. He did in the Garden of Gethsemane. See, we got to be in agreement with God, even if it leads us down the road to where we got to tell everybody for week after week, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry I talked like this, I'm sorry I said that, I'm sorry I didn't do, I'm sorry. Until we get to a place to where we make this flesh submit to the will of God. Jesus was in there in prayer before he went to the cross, and he told the Lord, he said, Lord, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. I was telling that brother, I said, you know, I said, I was fixed in 2007-8. I said I was 3 months behind. Y'all know all the stories, so I'm not going through all that. If you ain't, go back and get the tapes. They're all the way back 2008. I'll give you a whole bag. You look like Santa Claus. You just have you a good old field day with bags of cassette tapes. We go all the way back to cassette tapes. And I preach this in cassette tape times. I told him, I said, you know, I said I was banking on jobs, and I said, and I spent some money thinking that was going to come in that I had. I said, and ended up some of the contractors went under. I said, and they didn't pay me, and there I didn't have the money to pay the door company. I said, and I ended up in court with the door company. They suing me, taking me to court. I said, and here I am, you know, and I'm like, man, God, why ain't you delivering me? Why? I mean, God, I will fly over there and I will pay them if you'll just bring the money in. Lord, if you'll just bring it in, Lord, I'll go pay them. God, and I was telling him, I said, you know, we don't think that God would put us in places of hardship for our own benefit. I said, but there I was. I said, and I didn't understand. I didn't understand. I'm confessing the right things. But you got to be doing the right things. You got to be yielding to the Lord, in agreement with the Lord. And so I tell Teresa one evening, and there Beth and all of Beth and Travis, what no kids, but they're living on my property. Now I'm worried about where are they gonna go, where are they gonna live if I lose this land. You know, we're, you know, because we done give our place away over yonder. We give a house and we give our home and land away, and sowed it for a seed for ours to be debt free here. And this happened a few years later. Well, then I told her, I said, you know what? I said, I think I'm going to go. Faith Restoration, Bradley happened to be preaching on an off night of services. So I told her, I said, I think I'm going to go to that service. And I know now that I was inspired to go to that service. Although my flesh didn't want to go, I know all the preaching. Can't nobody preach what I ain't heard, seeming to me then. I've been a Bible student at that time for a lot of years, not just read it every now and then. Baby, I studied that Bible. Baby, I meditated on most of that Bible. I can quote a lot of that Bible without going to it and tell you exactly where it's at. That's called a Bible student. And I'm confessing all the right things. No weapon formed, you know, like us religiously do. We just do it, you know. But nothing's happening. You've been serving God very long. You're going to get there if you ain't done been there. Because God wants me doing things His way. And so He stopped everything. He stopped all the finances. He had His hand on it. He stopped it. And I couldn't figure out why God ain't moving. And it was God and didn't know it. I went to that service that night. I was not in agreement with God. I couldn't figure out how to... The lawyer, I done told the lawyer, where you live? Well, give me your address, homeboy. I'm going to come down there and eat some dinner with you. He knew what I was talking about, John. I'm fed up, man. I'm losing it all anyways. Bless God, I'm just going to drive the Roebuck down there. Just tell me where you live, man. I'm going to come down and eat some dinner with you. I'm not telling you. I said, listen to me, man. I said, you put your pants on every morning like I do. I said, you better get off of me. I'm going to come down there and help you in Roebuck. Are you threatening me? No, it's a promise. I'm mad, man. Nothing was working, Johnny. You know? And so I go to service that night. And I couldn't get into it because I'm weighed down with everything. You can't come in this house weighed down and all of that and worried and thinking about tomorrow and worried, sick about your bills and all that and receive from the Lord. You're just not going to get nothing. If it is, it'll be like it'll just be a touch on the inside to get you where you'll reach up to Him. Well, anyways, I'm there and I'm standing there, and the Lord said, "Let Him pray for you." I thought, well, I mean, I got a million things. I don't know what to let Him pray for me for. And I thought, well, just let Him pray for you. So when the altar call come and He said, "Anybody need prayer?" And I jumped up, come up there, and I said, "Pray for me, Brother Brad." I didn't tell Him I'm about to lose it. Oh God. Travis and them gonna move on. You didn't hear me saying none of that garbage. I know better than that. I know better than go around saying that stupid stuff. Although it's happening, it's real, it looks like it's gonna happen and all of that. I know better than to go around confessing that because of that Bible. Think not what you're gonna eat. Say, take no thought what? Saying. What are we going to eat? How are we going to pay our bills? How are we going to do about our marriage? Jesus said, take no thought and say that. I mean, Jesus could have been a good example. Oh, boy, y'all boys just don't know what I'm going through. Y'all don't know what I'm fixing out to face. Yeah, Paul could have done it too. Oh, I can't go to Damascus. I mean, they beat me and I'm in chains. Boy, we got it made over here in America. Our battles are mostly spiritual and choices. Get on top of the devil, make right choices. That's simple. Well, He prays for me. Then all of a sudden He stopped. He said, "Brother Scotty," he said, I don't understand what's going on. He said, "God didn't tell me nothing." He said, "But I see you in quicksand and I see you sinking." I thought, He just don't know. I'm up to my eyes right now. I'm barely where I can see out. I'm barely above ground. He said, and God said to tell you that this quicksand is Him. I catch you, though. So I just thanked the Lord. I said, well, thank you, Lord. I didn't understand. So I go home, and I'm on the way home, and I'm like, this can't be God. I mean, I'm blessed going in. This can't be God. Well, number one, I wouldn't get in agreement and tell that lawyer nothing because I didn't have the money to tell that lawyer nothing, that I'll make agreements to pay this or that. Teresa had already told me to get in agreement with Him. Agree with Him, and let's believe God. Well, I'm done in unbelief and all of that. I'm still preaching in pastoring. How many knows you can pastor and you can preach under the anointing and be dead outside because the gift works for the body? You understand? You can get up there and sing and be so far away from God and the anointing hits you and it ain't you and God's approving of you. It's because of God's anointing for this body, for that body wherever it's at. He will not let his people down. You understand that? He will bless his people in spite of that person. Well, anyways, I'm trying to figure it out, Sandy. And I get home, you know, and Tracy, how was the service? I said, it was pretty good. I said, I had Brad to pray for me. She said, well, what'd he say? Did he say anything? I said, yeah. I said, he said that I was in quicksand, and the quicksand was God. She said, I done told you. She said, you are holding up our finances. You are holding up everything because you won't get in agreement to do the right thing. In right standing will you be blessed. And so I made up my mind that night. I said, okay, praise God, okay. I said, I was telling this brother this today. See, I got in agreement with God. See, it's not just our words that's in agreement with God when we want something, when we need something. It's that I wasn't in agreement with God in some ways that he wanted gone from me, and he wasn't letting me out of this that he's got me snared in. He wouldn't let me out. And so that night I thought, she said, it's real simple. She said, when you get in agreement to do the right thing, I don't care if it's go to Nineveh and preach, and you got to go because you will get caught up in the well of the belly of the well. And then when you get in agreement with God, he'll spit you right up there where you're supposed to be. And then you can go preach to him, and the whole city gets saved. He's got a reason for what he asks us to do and wants us to get in line with the Bible. There is a reason. It's not to hurt us. It's to prosper us, spiritually, to prosper us. That's why he wants us, our words lined up, because it's in our heart about our health. Very next morning, that lawyer, he called me at 8:01 every morning. I think he was demon possessed. I think he was on a mission to drive me to that. Really, I think he had the thought when he's putting his pants on when he got out of bed, I'm calling up Blunt Doors. I'm calling him. First thing, I think that was his breakfast. Satan will turn it on when he's got a rich. He had a rich, Johnny, and I let him have it. It was a monkey wrench. It holds on tight, man. So that morning he called me, and I thought, there he is. I'm going to overcome evil with good this morning. Yes, sir. Blunt overhead door. He said, Mr. Weston, I'm just giving you the last call before we take this further. I said, yes, sir, I'm in agreement with you today. And he said, you are? And I said, yes. I said, I'm agreeing right now. I'm going to pay you $500 a month till this debt is paid off. $500 a month. You are? I said, I am. I said, email me the total. I said, and I want an email every time you get it. Anyhow, I felt good. I just whipped the devil right then. Well, it wasn't but 2 weeks later, it was $500 a month that I couldn't afford. And then I told the Lord afterwards, I said, okay, Lord, you said you'd supply all of my needs. I'm in agreement, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus. And I speak to this mountain, and I thank you that I will never lack the money. I start getting in agreement with God now. Now I feel good. Now I'm doing this in faith. I'm saying it. I know the difference. Well, a couple of weeks goes by before the first payment was due, Sandy came to church. She said, I believe the Lord spoke to me. And I said, yeah, about what? I believe the church is supposed to give you $500 more a month, give you a raise. I believe it's $500. And I'm like, you heard from God. You just go tell everybody else before I do. I never out of my pocket made one payment to that agreement. That $500 came in every month. Teresa called me one time and she said, the finances are a little bit low. I don't know if you're going to get paid. I said, I am going to get paid in the name of Jesus. I said, I speak to those finances right now at that church, and I command you to stop lying to me. And bless God, I never missed a $500 from this church. And I paid it off early. The Lord, I was going down the road one day, and because I was in agreement, God was working, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to call them. Don't call the lawyer. He said, I want you to call the door company. He said, I'm going to get him to settle with you for $1,400. I thought, sounds like a good deal. So I called it up and asked to talk to the dude. He got on the phone, and I said, look, I said, now I've did my best to do the right thing. I said, things happen, and you know, and all that stuff. I said, and I've paid you plenty. I said, I've paid you what you said I owed you. Now the rest of it is just you're making money off of me. I said, I'm willing to settle right now and send you $1,400 today. I want this debt canceled. Like that. He thought for a few seconds. He said, okay, we'll call the lawyer. I said, I'm not calling your lawyer. I said, I want you to get on there and you faxed that to me, the settlement. From you, fax it to me, and I'm going to mail you the $1,400 check today, post-dated today, and then you take care of that lawyer. I'll do that. He faxed that thing over to me. I wrote a $1,400 check, canceled that debt. What I'm saying is, see, your confession can be lining up with the Bible, but you're not really doing it from the heart. This kingdom works because of faith. Not by nothing we do. We don't earn it. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And so then I said, okay. And then it wasn't just 2 weeks later, a guy calls me up, less than 2 weeks, calls me up. He said, I've got this job going on. He said, I need 34 mini storage doors. That's 2 days' work. He said, give me a price on them. And I called, got a price, and called back, and I was going to make $8,800. I told him what it was. He said, all right, go ahead and get them coming. I said, okay. I said, but I need whatever the doors cost. I said, I need that down. So I paid for the doors and all that. In 1 month, by the time I made the first payment, I didn't owe no bills anymore. I have never been behind on not one thing since. That was 2009. But I started checking my choices. I started checking when things wasn't working out. What's going on here, man? Lord, show me if I need to do something, change, and all of that, Lord, because I'm on the confession. See, Ezekiel 37, I believe it is, the Spirit of the Lord took Ezekiel out in the Spirit. And sit him down at a valley of dry bones. And he told him, he said, can these bones live? And Ezekiel, now he's caught up in the Spirit, just like we have vision. He does it by the Spirit now. When you see you can be debt-free, or when you see you can have the house, or when you see, you know, there's possibility of you be healed. That's the same thing as Ezekiel was. He carried him out by the Spirit of God, in the Spirit of the Lord, and then he told him, he said, prophesy. He said, I want you to prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord. He said, prophesy. And he prophesied, and out come a great army in this vision. Now, I was talking about Israel. He was showing him how Israel was. They're dead. They're spiritually dead. And all of that stuff, he said, I believe Ezekiel come out of that, and I believe Ezekiel started speaking that. I was reading that one time, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to prophesy that pile of bills you've got in there. I want you to prophesy to them. Because we're always seeking the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You supply all of our needs. We need to be in line with that. We need to be praying that and speaking that and all of that. And when we're doing that, then it puts us in a position for the Lord to speak and tell us what to do. Because I can't tell you, do exactly what I've done and it'll work for you, because that's not so. because I don't know where you at. I don't know what you need. I don't know where the journey God's got you on. I don't know where your heart is. Your heart could be different than mine at that time. I mean, you could be totally submitted, trusting the Lord. So for me to tell you the way I did it and you think it's going to work for you, you'll go do it and you'll be like, well, I tried that and it didn't work. Now you're going to be believing based on what you experienced. So you got to delight yourself in the Lord. If I know the Bible says for me to love my wife as Christ so loved the church, then I need to do everything, little thing, big thing, small thing, hard thing. I need to do everything that I can to be in agreement with God with what the Scripture says. And then when I do that, I'm telling you, I've seen it just supernatural. I need to be in agreement with God. But you need to prophesy to your marriage. You need to prophesy. I had to prophesy to myself, I'm not selfish anymore concerning her. I'm not self-seeking. I'm not self-willed, God. I had to do it at work because I'm boss and you're going to work and I'm not. I'm paying you and blah. You know, and God told me one time, he said, you're showing a bad example as a leader. He said, a leader gets in there and works with them. Show them how to serve. Show them you're a servant. Show them how to serve. See, now, when I started doing that, I was in agreement with God. I was in agreement with the Lord. So Teresa, she told me one time, she said, don't let nobody train Travis but you. And I thought, ooh, she knows I'm the man. I've showed a good example to my wife about being a good father and husband and a leader and a good boss. Good. I mean, she's told me before I'd have fired them last year. Just put up with stuff, you know. Well, the Bible says be long-suffering, right? Long-suffering. Go a long time. You know, I'd have fired them a long time. She wasn't anointed like I was. And God didn't need built in her what he needed built in me for the place that I'm in. That's the way each one of us are at. See, there's certain things that God will build in us that everybody don't need. Some people love their wife as Christ so loved the church. So ain't need no need in building them. They don't need that. But they ain't tithing. So they gotta be chiseled on. Chisel. I'm going to get that dependency on the money out because they can't give me $10. They can't give me $1,000 now because I raised them up. Now they can't give me $500. Going to hear it and hear it. And then when something financial comes up, you've not been doing it, and then there's that tool that Satan has. God ain't going to come through. And now God can't because you can't believe him. Now he can't because you ain't got faith. You don't have that confidence because you know you've not been in agreement with the Word. I know all of y'all are tithers, every one of y'all. Y'all burn your house first. I will. That's why I'm wealthy. That's why I went to the bank later on, prayed God, and I went in there and I made a deposit. You know, and she come back and said the net worth. She said available. It said available balance. They usually don't do that because they'll ask me, do you want the available balance? And I'm like, no. I don't care what the available balance is. I don't want to see it. But it was on her, and I went. I walked out the bank. I sat down in my truck. I picked up the phone. I called Tracy. I said, do you know? No, I got home and told him. But I'm sitting in the truck and I'm thinking, woo, Jesus, I know what I owe. This is wonderful. I'm rich. I'm getting richer, devil. Oh, Blountsville could hear a good tune about that time. Woo, I'm blessed to go. Don't y'all want my Jesus? Don't you want the Word? Don't you want the anointing? It'll turn you on the top. See, you're talking to a broke boy 27 years ago. You're talking to somebody that wish they'd have went to college so they could become a doctor and give my honey $150,000 a year. I was used to making $13,000 a year, toting sheetrock, working from 5 to 5, working in the dairy in the poop. I sat on a cow one time that had gangrene, swelled up, she's still alive, and eat my sandwich. I'm fishing to kill her, so I thought I'd eat my lunch first. She saw swelled up, and I sat down there. That's where I was living. I lived in it. I was used to it. But when I got in this kingdom, blood God, and I began to realize, hey, I can live a higher life. I can have a better life. I can have a high road. Well, the Lord told me one time, he said, son, he said, there's a low road. He said, and there's a high road. He said, in your choice, it's your choice. You can take the low road or you can take the high road. I said, God, teach me about this high road, God. That sounds good, higher. Then he began to teach me about the word. Ezekiel, prophesy. Y'all need to prophesy to your body. Prophesy to your debt. Prophesy to yourself about going in debt. Hallelujah. Somebody told me, not today, but they told me, hey, man, I got a good deal on one of them tiny houses. You know, because I go around, I'm going to build a cottage. I tell everybody, I'm going to build a cottage. I'm going to build a cottage. I'm going to build a cottage. I'm doing it on purpose, Johnny. I'm going to build a cottage. I'm going to build me a cottage. I'm going to build ponds. I built one. I didn't ask the Lord, so I built it on top of a ridge. Ain't no water up there. So then I go down, and I think, Lord, where do I build this? And so I built another one, and that one held water. Went down. Everything was leaking. God said, why don't you go down instead of trying to go up? He said, dig down. I said, hey, why ain't I thought about that, Lord? He said, you didn't ask me. So I go down there and I dig down, baby. I get me a dozer and dig down. I believe God for a dozer. And I go down there and I dig down. Man, I got a pretty lake down there now. It's deep. It's got some fish in it, man. Now I'm on my cottage. I believe God wants me to have one. I've asked him about it. I don't, but somebody told me, oh, man, you know, they got a good deal. I think it was like 12 by 40 or something like that, you know. It's only $23,000. I said, how much is the payments? Well, it's only $380 a month. Only? I tell them, no, man, my brother's got a sawmill. You done got it? No, but it's coming. It's there now. And so I went, and two besiegers was $16 a piece for 12 foot. And I went out there and cut me down a little pine tree. Cut her up 12 foot six. I went down there. I kind of enjoyed it. About an hour and a half, I had me 36 tuba 12s paid for. And so I told that person, I said, no, I got a sawmill. It ain't quite here yet, but it's on its way. I told him, I said, it's going to cost me sweat. That's all it's going to cost me, because I got the pines on my place. I'm going to cut them down. I'm going to saw them up. I'm going to tube before. I'm going to frame it up. Then I'm going to cut me up some one-bys, and I'm going to carry them out, and I'm going to do the outside in one-bys and stain it. It's going to cost me about $20-$30 for a thing of stain. I might even build me some windows. See, what I'm saying is I thought, nah. I done made up my mind, I'm not going in debt no more, but God. And so that's the easy way. I mean, sure, it's all fixed up, and ain't nothing wrong with that. It's all fixed up and already. That one had the sheetrock in it. It was individual, had it, and all I had to do is have it moved, all finished, plugs, had a little bathroom in it, you know. I mean, it was set up, you know. And I thought, oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Hey, I thought, well, I call Richard, but I don't think he'll take it off in there. I'd have to pull this one off in there on my dozer. Probably get it in there, he would. But I refuse to do it, Johnny, just because it's quick and I can get it sitting there and all of that. Praise God. But I remember the behind and gonna lose. I remember the struggle because I didn't have the money to pay those bills, and the Lord telling me what to do and coming out, and I am not going there, and you should not go there again. If you are in debt, lay your hands on whatever you owe for and say, thank you, Lord, that I owe nothing but to love the old no man nothing. I am out of debt. I'm believing for chunks to come in. Me and Travis talks about this stuff all the time. And he told me, he said, yeah, when I get this done, I'm going to put this extra here, and I'm paying this off next year. He has that confession, and I've seen him over the years come out of debt. I've seen it. Well, now when he has that money comes in, you can't go ahead and say, ooh, I want that bass boat. Oh, five reeling rods. I believe God for $1,000, believing God for $1,500 out of the ordinary. Did I know that God did it? God started doing it. I thought, And then I went and I said, Lord, I'm going to believe for Teresa $500 a month. And so an extra $500 come in. $2,000. I started saying it. Thank you, Lord. I have $2,000 above. Now, see, the religious land set out there, this gets on their nerves right here. See, they're that faith bunch. Well, we're blessed. Anybody that calls yourself a Christian is supposed to be in the faith bunch. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you're not pleasing God at all if you ain't in that faith bunch. You had to have faith to say, Jesus, come into my heart. You couldn't even do that without that faith bunch stuff. I don't care if you're Catholic, Methodist, Pentecostal. I don't care what you put a name on your denomination. If y'all ain't got faith in God, y'all ain't got God there. I know that's some solid food there. Kind of like Teresa telling me, well, I'm believing God. I'm believing God. And the Lord said, there's a difference in believing God and fighting. There's a difference in believing God and doing something. See, she wasn't proving out, and it became a revelation to me. She had it in her head, she's believing God, but I couldn't see it at all. Paul said, James said, you show me your works. Do what? It's dead. He said, I'll show you my faith by my works, by what I do, by how I act, by what I say. See, it's easy for me to have a good confession right here. You know, it's easy. We're under the anointing. We're in the presence of everybody. But when I'm out there alone in the truck and my mind's going everywhere but God, when I'm out there, my mind's on all the things that I don't, that I want, that I can't have, longing for them instead of longing for God. Because if I long for God, usually the things that my flesh wants, time goes by, and that's not what would satisfy me. See, satisfied people are in agreement with God. I didn't say trouble free. I walk in my shop right now, and I'm like, whoop, 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 whoop. Thank you, Lord. I didn't quit right in the middle of the battle. I've got thousands and thousands of dollars laying in my shop and on trailers stacked and still ordering, still coming in with the crossfill today. And then I'm like, whoop, 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 rich, just keep getting richer. And it's going to be in the air-conditioned building, Johnny. Baby, they shut all the doors, and it's cold in there. It's a machine shop. They got air conditioned stuff going. And I'm like, yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. Bigger jobs, less work. I'd stand down there and watch Travis put that screw in right there, son. Because you don't need two people up there. But I get up there because I get bored standing watching people work. I'm just that way. I mean, I'm like, grab it up, slide back, let me in. I'm going up, you know. Yeah, that guy there, he told me, he said, yeah, I thought about retiring. I said, yeah, I know a bunch of 30, 35, 40-year-olds. They want to retire. They want to retire. You know, they dream about retiring. I said, I wonder what they're going to do. What they're going to do? I'm thinking, you know, if I retire at 65, what am I going to do? You know, I'm not going to retire. He said, yeah, I've been drawing my Social Security. He said, I've been drawing it a long time. He said, they'll send me my Social Security, and I'll send them back Social Security every month or every quarter. He said, that don't make no sense, but that's just the way it is. And I left there and I thought, there I am, Lord, right there is a good example. That dude don't need no money. He don't even need his Social Security. He's up there in his 70s, black God. He figures he ought to retire. I said, but he told me, what else am I going to do? Like you said, I mean, I'd rather be down here doing something. See, that's what God does in us. That's why Caleb and Josh, Caleb, 80 years old, 80. Get over there to the promised land. Get over there where you got plenty of money. You got plenty of money. That's what happened to him. He's over there 80 years old, and he said, God, give me that mountain. I told the Lord one time, I said, Lord, that's going to be me at 80. But God, I'm going to say, what else do you want me to do in ministry, Lord? Anything else? Are there anything else you want me to buy? You want me to buy that 50 acres? I know I'm 80, but I got 120 years. But God, I'd raise quite a few more cows from now, 80 to 120. And besides that, I told Travis, I said, I'm going to wind the springs. So I'm climbing up and down the ladder. You know, I hadn't climbed up and down the ladder so long. I sprung my foot, don't even know when I done it. Knew it the next day. Climbing a 10-foot ladder up yonder in the top of that barn, you know. And I was telling Travis on that job, I said, this is good for me. I need this. I'm building my calves in the back of my leg. Seriously. Staying firm. See, God's not interested just in us spiritually and financially. He wants us physically fit. Teresa's so sore she can't move. Why? She went in, she said, I'm sore. I mean, my legs are sore and all that. And I'm like, what happened? I haven't beat you up. She said, well, I worked out today. I said, oh. So she went, run up and down the steps. Went out back out there. Whatever she done. I've seen her down there. I've seen her a lot. Mike Tyson. I'm down there, and then she's in there on the treadmill. Eye of the tiger. Got eye of the tiger going. She's running in there. I'm like, good Lord. So I go in there. She's got a fan on. I got her one of them treadmills. Got the fan blowing her hair. And she's got a fit woman up here. You know, just muscled up. This woman is muscled up and got that thing there, and boy, she's just a getting it. Got eye of the tiger on in her. Eye of the tiger. You know, she gets pumped up that. I said, what's that woman doing there? She said, that's my vision. She said, I'm going there. I'm going to have that. I thought, oh God, I hope she don't ever get in the flesh when she gets there. I'll run for my money, man. She gets muscled up like that. Bless God. I mess with her every now and then. She told me the other day, I'm going to spank you. And I said, you're going to the ground, and you know it. I'm taking you down. I'm taking you to the ground. Hallelujah. But you know what? You got to have that vision. And she says it out of her mouth. Come in. She told me, she said, now listen, you eat out yonder if you want to eat. Whatever you want to eat. But here I come in. She had a chicken in the air fryer. Piece of chicken. Had a asparagus and broccoli and carrots. There ain't no seasoning in this stuff either. And I mean, it's cooked up, and I'm looking at that, and she's like, it's a gourmet meal. And so she went in there, and I pulled it out of the air fryer, and I thought, baby, I gotta get something on this chicken. So I looked up there, and all that seasoning, I seasoned that piece of chicken up, like I got no bread or nothing. I went out there and fired the grill up, and I baked it. I cooked it done, Johnny. I went in there. I've got me two pieces of loaf bread. I said, I'm going to get me some bread, too. I got to have a little to go with this, something solid. But you know what? We're on a journey, and it's going to hurt. She said, anything, any goal most of the time that you want is going to hurt you to get there. It's going to cost you to get there. Just like me deciding I'm not going in debt for trucks, I'm not making another payment on them. I mean, it hurt me, Johnny. And then my truck started tearing up, and my mind says, well, you got to do it. Well, you got to do it. You got to do it. You don't got no choice. And I come out of my mouth every time. I would have to crank it with ether and oil dripping on people. I carried cardboard around. And when we backed up on her, I slid it under the truck where it wouldn't get oil. I did all this because I'm not borrowing no more money. And then Teresa, she said, she went down there, she said, you've got to get a truck. I looked at her and I said, I'm not going in debt for a truck. I am not making another payment. I'm not doing it. She said, I'm not talking about making a payment. She said, I'm talking about believing God for the money to come in and get it debt free. We checked. We had $5,000, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And so I jumped up and I said, well, black God, I'm just in agreement with that. I'm not going to the bank. Black God, we're going to believe it in. I mean, 2 or 3 weeks, I checked my banking account. I had over $20,000 in there. And honestly, can't tell you all the, I had enough jobs to do it. I don't know. I didn't try to figure it out. I called around, told Travis, find us a truck. We went to South Carolina, paid $13,500 cash for that truck. Then, black God, I decided I wanted a nice trailer. So I started believing God, looking around, believing God. I know it's God's will. I need it for my business, but I'm not borrowing another dime. I'm not getting a bent-up trailer. I've got two of them. And so there's one. I looked at a bunch of them. They're $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. Went over there, looked at one, $3,600 in Travis. You know, and it's not really what I wanted. It's a 5-lug. It's not very heavy duty. I wanted a 6-lug. You know, I wanted something heavy duty. And so I'm looking, you know, and then I thought, I hadn't been on Craigslist in like a long time. I just marketplace. So I go on there, and I done released my faith for it, and I'm not going to borrow for it. See, and I've got my mouth in line with it. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that I don't have to borrow, Lord, that you said you would supply all of my needs. See, I used to use it to pay my bills. Now I might as well use it so I don't have to pay no bills. And so I looked on there, and there was one, and it was like, oh, man, it can't be that cheap. So I messaged the dude. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. He said it's only got about 300 miles on the tires. It's a 2017 model, got the 6-lug wheels, ramps, nice, pretty nice, all the lights works, ramps on it. And I told him, I said, I'll give you $2,000. He said, nope, not taking $2,000. Then he messaged me back and he said, are we still on after you get out of church Sunday? I thought, I wonder if he's gonna take the $2,000. And then I put on there, yes. Are you thinking about taking, I'll give you $2,500. He said, nope, $2,700. So I was telling Teresa, why are you trying to Jew him? Just go back. So I went up there, pulled up there, and this trailer, he gave $5,500 in 2017 for it. Right now, that trailer, if you bought it new, would cost you between $7,000 and $8,500. And so I just handed him an envelope. Cash. Didn't even faze me. And I thought, this is what the pain was back down yonder. When I had to learn that I could have it without, and I had to learn to walk it out. I had to put a credit card in my pocket and have $7,000 and not use it on purpose. I had to learn to discipline myself to where I could believe God I can have something without having to go and borrow. See, God wants this church there, every one of you that owes a dime. Yeah, you don't know my circle. You ain't listening. I don't need to know your circumstance. I don't have to know your circumstance. It can be bad. You can owe 29% interest. Eating you up and you're not paying money. God can show you a way out. But he can't do it through unbelief. And you just going to work it out yourself and just keep going, just going up on the rough side. See, Jesus made an example in Matthew 24. Seeing y'all young people, right now you don't really need a lot. I mean, you don't need a lot. You need the right clothes and the right hairstyle. You know, and I mean, that's all you need. You know, you need to get it, you know. But there's coming a time you're growing up. Years are going by. Life changes. Everything. You're living in the now. You need to be getting in the Word, getting the Word in there, getting built up in the Lord that you trust Him with all of your heart while you are young. Then when you get up, you won't have the struggles that some of us had when we turned to the Lord and started trying to believe Him at 30. Travis has the advantage. I told him, I said, I was 30 when I started making the right choices your age. I said, by the time you are my age, you can be slop wealthy if you keep going and doing what you're doing right now. The boy's 30 years old, got a banking account, he's cash for stuff, saves money. He said, I want another motorcycle, and then he said it out of his mouth, but I can tell you, I'm going to save it. I'm not. He can go get it. He can go get them payments. Nothing wrong with that if that's what you want. But he chose. He said, I'm not going that route. I'm going to save. I'm going to save money. Now he's going to buy Beth a, what is it? Spider. Now he says Wrangler. He ain't settled on it. But he ain't going in debt. He's made it. That's a good thing at 30 or 35 or 40 or 55 like me. But you got to be in agreement with God. We got to be in agreement with God. And look, God has He's got best interest towards us. I know the plans that I have toward you, to give you a future and a hope that you would have good future and hope for your future. See, God's not trying to take away. That's why I don't listen to secular music. Cussing on TV bothers me. It bothers me. Cussing on TV bothers me. I got me a cuss box. And you know what most Christians tell me? I can block it out. I can block it. You're deceived. Your ear and your eyes are a channel to your innermost being, whether you believe it or you don't believe it. I tried listening to secular music one time. Made me want a joint. Made me want to go back to the bars. I won some dance contests and made Teresa mad in the bars. I enjoyed the garbage. The Bible says when we're children, we act like children. But when we become mature or a man or more mature, we put away childish things. We get in agreement with God. How many knows God's a serious God? He's not up there saying, well, y'all just lounge around, do what you want to. I know they're murdering babies and everything, but it's okay. I know you got problems right now. You know, you need your bills paid, and people are dying, and people are going to prison for killing babies and raping young girls and selling them sex trade. It's happening. I pulled up here at the Rainbow up there, and there's a pimp out there, and the girl's gone in there. And I know by the way he's looking, you know, he's looking to hook her up. It's happening here in Blount County. See, God wants us engaged in gear with finances and strong spiritually and fasting and praying and taking dominion and declaring victory over this region, over the arena that He's given us. We're not here just to have a good life. We're here to help everybody else have a good life, help everybody else get delivered and get on the road to success so that they can become vessels of honor to the Lord and be used by Him. Be a vessel to be used by the Lord. So people ain't going to get upset while you're broke. But when you get money, you get that wealthy mentality going, and they're following the Lord. Lord, I'm doing this for your glory, Lord. You said I'm blessed going in, blessed going out. I'm going to be a blessing, Lord. I'm going to lend and not borrow. I'm going to help. I'm going to give. I'm going to give to people. I'm going to be a blessing to people. See, then you're after God's heart. Because now you're sacrificing, not thinking about you, but you're thinking about others. See, you can't just stay stuck in your world. I'm just barely getting by, barely making it. Well, sow a little seed somewhere. Believe God. Believe God to go further. We sowed everything we had here one time. Some of you wasn't here, most of you wasn't, when we needed carpet. We was having service with no air conditions, nothing, and no carpet in here. And half of that floor, this over here is this used to be a skating ring. That's plywood over there, and that's that other. We needed carpet and stuff. And the Lord said, give everything you got. And I'm like, well, we got the light bill here, be here next week, and we got the, there goes that battling center. See, I'm not in agreement with God. I said, okay, Lord. So I go to Sandy and them, whoever it was, I told them. I said, we got $1,000 is all we got. I said, I believe the Lord said so. I told them about it. They said, just do it. just whatever God says, just do it. Sowed that $1,000. I don't know if it was a week. It wasn't long went by. God told me to go to a Hispanic church. And man, I mean, up here on Sawmill Road. I went in there, and I never understood nothing. They'd say Jesus or Iglesia, and I knew that was Jesus in church, you know. And then they started singing, and I was familiar with the song because it was a contemporary song that I'd sang, but I couldn't understand the words. Well, while I was in the church, my phone was out in the truck, and I got a call, and they left me a message. And the church, Faith Restoration, had been in a board meeting up there, and they wanted to sow a seed, and they come up with a $3,000 amount and said to call them. So I called them. They said, while we was in our board meeting, the Lord spoke to us, we believe, and said to give your church $3,000. I said, I know it's Lord. You still up? And then I was like, that wasn't nothing new to me. I know what God's doing. We got our carpet, we paid the tithes, and we had money left. We paid cash for the carpet. We was able to pay somebody to come glue it together and help us stretch it and all that. Praise God. And then here we are. So I want to encourage you. Don't get faint in times right now. Don't listen to the news too much. Turn it off. Meditate on that Bible. Don't listen to people that say, well, I know people that did that, and they blah, blah. Don't listen to none of that. Listen to what the Holy Spirit's telling you and the Word of the Lord. I mean, Jonah figured that out. I just got to get in agreement with God. His life was blessed on account of that. So get in agreement with God. Stay in agreement with God. Then when things get troublesome, don't get out of agreement with Him. You just hang in there. Because God might be taking you through a tunnel, but there's always light at the other end, praise God. It might be dark in the middle. That's why we walk by faith. We trust Him, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we pray.